Hey everybody, Coach Michael here for an Insomnia Insight. This one is number 357. And in this episode, I'm going to be talking about the fuzzy bedtime. So we have been talking a lot recently about sleep efforts. It's a very common theme on this channel, how things can become sleep efforts and how to identify that it becomes one. Daniel's talking the last episode about efforts and counter efforts and counter efforts and how it can just snowball into just a myriad and entanglement of sleep efforts. Well, I want to talk about one of the biggest sleep efforts that people have when it comes to trying to overcome insomnia. And that sleep effort is a strict bedtime. A strict bedtime is something that most people with insomnia feel that it's important to have. And I like to ask a person with insomnia, what time do you go to bed? And if they say, and they give me a pretty precise time, I know right away that that's an effort. They're making an effort to sleep. And I often will ask them, why? Why do you go to bed at that certain time? I usually hear an answer like, it might be something like the show is over, they're watching something, or it might be, I need my sleep. I need my sleep. That phrase, if you've been following this channel, you know that that implies that they are desiring sleep. They're putting expectations on the night. They are attached to the outcome of the night. They feel like really bad things will happen if they don't get enough sleep, and they have often kind of a number in their head. So they have a strict bedtime. That is, in my experience, one of the biggest sleep efforts around. And that can lead to other sleep efforts, like taking a medication to achieve the other sleep effort of a strict bedtime. So, you can see how it can kind of get counter efforts and counter efforts. It's really what it is. So I want to talk about the idea of the strict bedtime. And as you probably saw in the title, bedtime should be fuzzy. So I used this phrase, I think last week on one of our episodes, and Coach Daniel said, wow, that's a really great term. You should do a podcast on it. So here I am talking about a fuzzy bedtime. It just came to me. I don't think I've ever used that phrase before last week. So I want to talk about what I was thinking about at the time. I forget the exact context we were talking, but bedtime should be fuzzy. And in order to explain it, I'm going to talk about a common comparison, which is using hunger as a comparison with sleep. Hunger and sleep are both natural drives. They build over time. They build while you're awake. The scientific term is homeostatic drives. They are natural drives. They build while you're awake. You've heard us say that, the way to become sleepy is to have enough wakefulness beforehand. And that's the core of the gas breaks, the gas side of the gas brake model, the drive, it's wakefulness that drives it. Well, hunger is similar because hunger builds as you don't eat. So the longer you're not eating, the hungrier you generally will get. It makes for a really good, good comparison. So the first comparison I want to talk about is time. So if you think about hunger, and you can ask yourself this, do you expect to eat at exactly the same time every day for one of your meals? How would you feel if you didn't eat at exactly that time? Comparison to sleep, when someone says, I have to get to sleep at this exact time or pretty precise time, I have to go to bed at that time, it doesn't make sense. Just like it doesn't make sense to have an exact time that you eat. Eating, by the way, is the active process of reducing the natural hunger drive. But eating is active. Eating is completely active. You eat. That's an active process. Digestion, you could argue, is a passive process, but you can't get in the way, really, of your digestion. So, eating is active. So hunger goes away by an active process. Sleepiness goes away by a completely passive process. Falling asleep is 100% passive. So the whole idea of eating at a specific time, not really logical, not like a really precise time. You kind of give yourself a range, when did you have lunch? I don't know. It was 12, it was 1, 2, or maybe one day you just skipped lunch. You just forgot about it or whatever. It's that kind of idea that most people have with their meal times. So adopt that with sleep as well. Next, quantity. Okay, so that was time, like what time that you eat. Now quantity. When people are struggling with their sleep, they feel like they need an exact amount of sleep. They have to get, you know, X hours, 8 hours, whatever it is. They have this number. Well, when you eat, do you do the same thing? Do you feel like you have to eat exactly the same amount? Of course not. That doesn't make any sense. Your body regulates quantity naturally. So if you let it, you'll eat enough to feel okay afterwards. Well, guess what? With sleep, it's exactly the same. You will sleep enough to feel okay. Your brain, your body, your physiology, it takes care of that for you. So I'm encouraging people, of course, not to have a strict bedtime, not to have a strict duration of sleep that they're trying to get. These are all efforts. They're slippery slopes. They're efforts. So hunger and sleep, there's a comparison there as well with a quantity of food or sleep. And the third one, third and final one, would be quality. So you don't expect to eat the same quality of food every time, right? Some meals are more healthy than others. That's just the way it goes. There's things that happen that make your hunger, the food that you eat a little bit different every time. And so when it comes to sleep, the same thing is true. The quality of your sleep, you can't control that. Your brain will do it automatically. It will regulate it, right? It's that personal assistant. You kind of turn it over. Your brain just does what it needs to do while you're sleeping. So think of it like that comparison with hunger. So you can't control the quality of your sleep. So those are three things: time, quantity, and quality, that apply both to hunger and eating and to sleep and sleeping. So having a consistent rise time in the morning is fine. That's generally good for your sleep. It's kind of keeps things consistent, keeps your circadian rhythm generally consistent. That's the morning side of things. As far as the bedtime side of things, it's best not to have a strict bedtime, of course. When it comes back to the eating, when it comes to eating well, eating healthfully, it involves recognizing when you're hungry, when you're truly hungry. It doesn't mean that the clock says this, or you're just bored, or you're anxious about something, and so maybe you eat, you know, at a different time or different amount, or you don't eat enough, or these kinds of aspects of eating. It's the key to eating healthfully is to recognize when you're truly hungry. So truly hungry, that's something that you have to learn if you have trouble eating. People who overeat, very well documented, they have a very poor perception of being hungry, of getting hungry, being hungry. So that's often what's worked on when someone has a problem with their eating, is the perception of being hungry. As much, they're working on that as much as they are food choice itself. So recognizing true hunger is very important for healthy eating. Well, no surprise, recognizing true sleepiness is very important for sleeping healthy, having good, consistent sleep without insomnia. Recognizing true sleepiness. So I've probably mentioned this before in this channel, but like, for example, sleepy is more than tired. Tired's physical, tired, exhausted, fatigue, these kinds of terms, these are physical sensations. Sleepiness is different. It's a mental occurrence. Struggling to stay awake is sleepy. Losing mental focus on what you're doing is often a good sign of sleepy. So it's more than a yawn. It's more than I feel tired, more than I'm fatigued or exhausted even. You can be exhausted, but not sleepy. It's another way to say it. So recognizing true sleepiness really is important to help you not develop one of the biggest sleep efforts, which is a strict or very consistent bedtime. So I encourage everyone to keep the bedtime side of things fuzzy and keep your morning fairly consistent. So a fuzzy bedtime means exactly that, a consistent morning rise time. Fuzzy bedtime It means you go to bed when you're sleepy, not because the clock is saying something. And then, of course, simple strategies like not checking the time at a certain point in the evening, and just allowing yourself to kind of check in. How sleepy am I? How do I feel? Am I losing focus on what I'm doing? I'm listening to something. Am I forgetting what they're saying? Am I rewinding it? I'm reading something. Am I rereading? Am I really kind of struggling to get through the page and the chapter, whatever it is? These are great, classic, tangible signs of true sleepiness. So that's bedtime. Bedtime is fuzzy. Means you don't really have a great idea of what time you go to bed. On a personal note, I've been doing that for decades, literally, probably 3 decades now. Very, very little awareness of the exact time that I go to bed or the exact time that I fall asleep. For that matter, the exact duration of sleep I get. I know as a former technologist, there's no way to really measure accurately your depth of sleep, except with, you know, wires in your head, the EEG thing. So, and there's other gadgets that can kind of approximate it, but they're really not that accurate for sleep depth. So, the best solution is to keep like not only your bedtime, but all of sleep, keep it pretty fuzzy and keep your morning consistent. So, that's the message. I just came up with this term, fuzzy bedtime, and we were both laughing about it when I did. So I encourage you to adopt that and see what happens. Okay, so just a quick little insight today. Let's see. We have, here is a message here. Is it okay to take naps if I feel sleepy and not able to study? It depends. If you feel sleepy and you feel like it might help you get through the day, then absolutely. A short nap can be kind of mentally restorative. So yeah, absolutely. Thanks for checking in. Okay, that's about it. Just a quick little insight. And Daniel will be doing an interview tomorrow. So definitely check that out. 10 a.m. Pacific time, I think it will be. And I will probably be back on Monday. So take care, everybody. Bye-bye.